Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus Megalokonomos. The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, has accused Australia's Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, of lying to him about a submarine deal.
Can you trust him, though?
I mean, we will see what he will deliver. I have a lot of respect for your country. I have a lot of respect and a lot of friendship for your people. I do say when we have respect, you have to be true and you have to behave in line and consistently with this value.
Do you think he lied to you?
I don't think. I know.
Mr. Morrison rejected the claims.
The French said that you might have lied. Is that true?
No.
He also accused you. He says he doesn't think you lied to him. He knows you lied to him.
I don't agree with that.
He knows you lied to him.
Well, it's not true. We had dinner together, as I've said, on numerous occasions. I explained very clearly that the conventional submarine option was not going to meet Australia's interests.
Victoria has recorded 1,471 new cases of COVID-19 from 46,000 tests and another 4 deaths. There are almost 22,000 active cases across the state. It comes as quarantine-free international travel resumes and fully vaccinated Australians return home from overseas.
It's pretty awesome to be home.
Yeah.
I've been in the UK for about 5 weeks. Yeah, I went home because my mum passed away, so went back to see family.
So this was an impossible flight to get on, and I'm so relieved to be on it. And yeah, it was just quite emotional flying down and seeing the lights as we were landing. So yeah, I'm quite happy.
Oh, brilliant to get back. I'm so happy that I don't have to quarantine. It's amazing.
Victoria and New South Wales are welcoming their first quarantine-free international arrivals today. New South Wales politician Stuart Ayres was at the arrivals terminal at Sydney's Kingsford Smith Airport.
Well, today Sydney has reopened Australia to the world, and Sydney has reopened the country to each other. We're also allowing people to move freely around regional New South Wales if they're fully vaccinated. Today, our infection rate is now down at 135, which is an incredibly strong result.
New South Wales also reported another 4 deaths. Regional New South Wales is again open for business and recreation, with travel restrictions eased across the state. Sydneysiders are now allowed to travel to regional and rural destinations after more than 3 months of lockdown kept the regions shut off from Sydney. Premier Dominic Perrottet travelled from Sydney to Dubbo to promote regional travel and the state's vaccine booster rollout program.
Looking forward to the zoo. I love Dubbo Zoo, the best zoo in the world. And it's going to be great to meet many people and speak to the business owners as well who have been doing it tough. But there's a long way to go. This journey is far from over. We need to maintain our focus. Our booster shots are available today as well. It's another important announcement. They'll be available across the state in regional New South Wales at GPs and pharmacies. And that's incredibly important as we enter this next phase.
The federal government is confident Australia's economy is coming back to life after the reopening of the country. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he is confident the national economy will be boosted in the coming months as restrictions ease. He also says Australia will avoid another recession.
Australia is opening up again to the rest of the world. Australians are able to travel more freely within their country. Our ticket sales are up and Australians can look to a very bright summer.
Overseas now, and global climate change attention now turns to Glasgow. The United Nations COP26 summit formally opened overnight, a day before leaders gather in Scotland's largest city. The meeting will involve 2 weeks of diplomatic negotiations by almost 200 countries on how to tackle the common challenge of global warming. President of the COP26 summit, Alok Sharma, opened the event with a hopeful message.
I have to say, I am cautiously hopeful. World leaders collectively over time have failed to deliver. Yes, we've made progress. Yes, we are bending the curve towards 2 degrees, but we need to go faster.
And to sport. Australian world number one Ash Barty will claim another slice of tennis history with a 4th consecutive Newcombe medal. The Newcombe medal celebrates and recognises the achievements made by members of the Australian tennis family each year. Tennis Australia revealed the prestigious award will return in 2021 after being cancelled last year because of the pandemic. But the awards ceremony will be held online on December the 17th instead of an in-person function. This season, Barty won Wimbledon and four other titles. Thanks for joining us with SBS News in Easy English.